Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed. I'm so glad that you've joined me today for another broadcast of Vision. Listen now to Too Blessed by Second Chance Ministries.
Mr. Summer, we're blessed still with food. Me a running out the blessings are running down. Me a dead, me a drink out of half a cup or a loaf. I'm too
blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed. Yo, let me preach. Hey, let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God starts performing. 5 minutes later, from the storm starts coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody makes Satan.
I'm so glad that you've joined me today. Once again, this is Evangelist Faith Reed, and you are listening to Vision. We started a series called Hope, Hope. In other words, this is your season of hope. The Greek word for hope is the word elpis, elpis. And I want to encourage you today to have hope. Bow your head and let us pray. Father, we just bless you. We honor you. We lift up your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for this another opportunity to study the Word of God together. I thank you for listeners all over the world that are listening to the Word of God being broadcasted. I pray for them and their families, oh God. We pray for those in the north, south, east, and west, in Europe, in the African nations, in Asia, oh God, in the South Pacific. Father, wherever people are listening, in Australia and in Central America, in the Caribbean, Lord, wherever your people are listening, in the East Indies, wherever they are, Lord, I pray that you might bless them and keep them and help them. Lord, encourage them. We know that you are a healer and that you are a deliverer. I pray for those that are sick right now, oh God, that you would heal their bodies. I pray, oh God, for that one that is down right now, that you would pick her up. I just thank you right now for picking up that man that felt like giving up, but God, you turned things around for him. I thank you for that family that has been restored right now. We thank you for joy. Oh God, we know, Lord God, that we can have joy and we can have peace, oh God, when we put our trust in you. And I pray, oh God, for your people right now. You know what's on their hearts. You know what's going on in their families. And we thank you, Lord, for special strength for them right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, glory, and all honor, Lord, because all honor belongeth unto you. Remember your people once again, and we say thanks to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Dear friend, I began to tell you about the fact that we started a study on hope, hope, and we recognize that hope is something that you have by faith. In other words, you put your trust in God, and you know and you understand and you realize that God is going to work things out for your family. And so today we're looking at the Greek word called elpis, E-L-P-I-S. And this word means favorable and confident expectation. Favorable and confident expectation. This has to do with the unseen and the future. The unseen, in other words, we understand that even though we don't know what the future holds, we understand that we must put our faith and our trust in God. We understand that when we surrender our lives to the true and living God, when we surrender our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, we understand that we can have confidence in God. It's very easy for us as humans to have confidence in each other. We have confidence in our best friends. We have confidence in our families, perhaps our parents or our grandparents, our aunts or our uncles. We have confidence in our siblings, our brothers and our sisters. But understand this, dear friend, that humans can sometimes fail, but that God never fails. And so if you want to have confident expectation in a good future, first and foremost, you must put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We celebrate his birthday during this season, understanding that he was born so that we might have life. Dear friend, as we look at Scripture, Romans chapter 4, looking at verses 16 to verse 21, it says, "Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and call it those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, verse 22, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness." Dear friend, these two verses are referring to Abraham and the fact that when God spoke to Abraham and told him that his wife Sarah was going to have a child, Abraham believed God. Now, the Bible records in the book of Genesis that Sarah actually laughed, but Abraham did believe God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. So although he was very old, he was close to 100, and his wife was in her 90s, I want you to know that although both of them were old, that God did bless them with a child because God is a God of the miraculous. And when God blessed Abraham, God reminded him that he was going to be the father of many nations. In other words, he's the father of the Jews and also of those Gentiles who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so when it refers to the fact that God quickened the dead, it refers to the fact that once upon a time we were dead in our sins and trespasses. In other words, the things that we were doing that were not pleasing to God, or the mere fact that we were born in sin because of Adam and Eve's sin in the very, very beginning. So we were dead in our sins. But when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, Jesus brings us alive. He gives us life. Our sins are forgiven, and we have new life. Dear friend, I don't know how you have been living these past few years or how you're living even today, but I want you to know that there is hope for you. There is hope in Jesus Christ. He is our Lord and our Savior. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords, and I want you to encourage you today to put your trust in him, for he loves you and he cares about you and he cares about your family. The Bible says in Romans chapter 4, verse 18, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. Who against hope? In other words, God promised him something, and he was getting up in age, and he was getting older. And so he almost lost faith in what God had promised him because his wife had gotten past childbearing age. And so he did not really know whether God was going to do what he said that he was going to do, but he had enough faith to keep holding on and keep trusting. Dear friend, I don't know how many years you have been praying about a particular situation. I don't know if it is a recent situation or if it's been years and years and years that you have been praying and asking God to do a miracle in your life. Whether it is emotional, spiritual, or financial, I still believe that God is able. I still believe that God has not changed and that he is still a God of the miraculous. And so if you would join with me and trust God, I believe that God is doing great things for you right now. I believe that this is still your year of victory. I believe that going into the new year, that you can see even more greater things and miraculous things happening in your family, happening in your personal life. Why? Because when you put your trust in God, you can be rest assured that God will take care of you. I look around many, many times when I have a personal need and I begin to pray and I begin to talk to the Lord, that God always remembers me. He always remembers my family. Dear friend, I am no better than you. And I am no better than anyone else. I want you to know that God is no respecter of persons. And if God can take care of me, if God can take care of my daughter, if God can take care of my family, dear friend, I know that he can take care of you also. Put trust in God. Remember, the word that we were looking at today is the word elpis, E-L-P-I-S. It is the Greek word for hope. And once again, it means favorable and confident expectation. This has to do with the unseen and the future. In other words, we know that even though we cannot see what's going to happen tomorrow, we trust God that he is already there and that we don't have to fear, we don't have to worry, because already working things out for us. Dear friends, we are studying on hope and understanding that the promises of God are sure. Whatever he promised to do for you personally, whatever he promised to do for your children, whatever he promised to do for your family, he is sure to do it. You don't have to be discouraged. You don't have to sit around and cry or mope or look at other people and saying to yourself how they look like they're blessed and you're still waiting for your blessing. Dear friend, your blessing is on the way. God has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten your family. God still has you on his mind. And I want you to just be encouraged and be strengthened today. Understand that as we seek God, we will find him. As we knock, the door will be opened unto us. Dear friend, this is not the end for you, but this is the beginning of great things. God has great things in store for you, and I want you to continue praying and trusting God, because God has your best interests at heart. If you are listening to me today and you have not fully surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to know that this is your moment to do so. Jesus Christ came. He was born in a lowly manger. He did not come to condemn you, but he came to give you life. I want to give you this opportunity right now to pray with me and to ask Jesus to come into your heart. The Bible says if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Dear friend, right now, I want you to go ahead and pray. I want you to go ahead and seek God because he loves you right now. And even as I begin to pray, I want you to take a moment and pray with me. And why do I want you to pray with me? Because I want you to personally talk to God for yourself. We are so used to other people praying on our behalf, other people trusting God and basically standing in the gap for us. But, dear friend, there comes a time in everyone's life when they must pray to God and communicate with God for their own self. And so I want to give you that opportunity right now. Bow your head with me and let us pray. Dear Lord, I just give you glory, honor, and praise right now. I pray with this one that is seeking you right now. I pray, oh God, that you would help them to surrender, help him or her surrender his or her life to you right now, Jesus. And I thank you right now for your covenant with us, Lord God, that you would bless those who bless your children and curse those who curse your children. And Lord, I'm speaking a blessing over your children right now. I pray that you would truly help them to surrender everything to you, Lord God, not just part of their lives, but all of their lives. Father, we bless you right now for healing those who are sick among us. Lord God, we speak life over that arthritic hand or knee or joints, oh God, right now, that person with arthritis, I thank you for healing them right now. That person with the back aches, I thank you for healing them right now in the name of Jesus. That person who is losing their eyesight right now, I speak healing over their eyes right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, Lord, for healing that person with kidney disease and that person, Lord God, with diabetes. I thank you for complete healing for them right now. Lord God, that person who has just developed some type of rare blood disease, oh God, I speak life over them right now. I rebuke that blood disease right now, and I thank you for complete healing in the name of Jesus. I bless you. I give you glory, honor, and praise right now. I thank you for complete healing over that one that has been seeking you for healing, oh God. Thank you for precious life being restored in their body right now. I give you praise, oh God, for healing that one with mental illness right now. I thank you for complete healing over their mind right now. I take authority over that mind right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for remembering your people, oh God. We thank you for blessing them. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Dear friend, I thank you so much for joining us in studying the Word of God today. And I say us because there are listeners all around the world. And I thank you so much for listening wherever you are in the world. And I pray that God's richest blessings and his peace would be upon your family, not just in this season, but in the new year. God bless you. You've been listening to Evangelist Faith Reed. This show is called Vision. And listen now to Patrick Chinyosi from Kenya.
Na, 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 na. I am proud to be one.
man. I believe he died for my sins. That's why I am saved. And I'm relieved from the very wild of sin. My troubles are too far and I've been made easy. Hey, to lift up your hand, to lift up your voice. I'm telling you what I see. Because if you are my sister, that happened right. It's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now, no matter what I say, no matter what I say, it's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now, in the house of the Lord we gonna worship him. Whatever way you want to, when things don't help, stand up, do something, stop whining, complaining, thanking, just praising, do it from your heart. He's the Lord who is worthy to be praised. King of kings, Lord of kings, Alpha and Omega, there's no one like him. I find joy in my heart when I lift up my voice and give praise from my heart. No matter what I say, no matter what I blame, it's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now, praise him. No matter what I say, no matter what I blame, it's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now.
Praise the Lord and be blessed as we sign off. Too blessed to be stressed.
Ah! Me say some of we blessed till we fool. Me a funny girl say blessings are running though. Me a say they say not stress. Me a drink out of a glass cup to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm ever free. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I can't.